Do you know what you're missing?
Chum weather for Toronto, Niagara, Lake Simcoe, the Kawarthas, and Georgian Bay. Showers and warm all day. Saturday, partly cloudy, cooler, and a few showers. For Halliburton and Eastern Lake Ontario, partly sunny with rain starting late today. It'll be about 80 today, 65 tonight, 80 tomorrow. In Toronto, it's 65 degrees. This is Richard Scott. And now, more music with Jay Nelson.
Good morning. 7:35 on Chum. How you doing? Ah, you're looking good, Mama. Friday morning. Music's nice and warm. Hope your coffee is, too. Cornelius Brothers. Sister Rose. Too late to turn back. I think I'm falling in love with you. Oh. Candyman. Former number one song from our Chum 30. Watch it like it this morning. 7:41 on Chum. For Toronto, Niagara, Lake Simcoe, the Kawarthas, the Cottage Country, showers and warm all day long today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and then again a couple of showers. We have our petition in the Chum lobby here at our studios at Yonge and St. Clair, 1331 Yonge. Chemist got a big Chum sign on our building, which kind of makes sense, doesn't it? It'd be stupid to put up another radio station's call letters. But we have our petition out there. We want to get Bobby on Team Canada just for the hell of it, you know.
Shop with Eaton's Catalog.
In Toronto, shop Eaton's Catalog at 861-5111.
The Colossal. The gigantic 7-Up Rally Caps Contest.
Boy, oh, brutally marvelous.
Get a Rally Cap game card where you buy that wonderful 7-Up and start to play because
there's thousands of prizes left.
10:50 Chum.
7:42 on Chum. We've had a couple of phone calls about where the petition is going. The petition is going to NHL President Clarence Campbell, if you can get somebody to read it to him. Here is Paul Anka.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Lanka. Planka's a terrific singer. I like Planka. Planka's a good writer, too. She'd write for me. 7:45 on Chum with Jay Nelson. Well, the Argos rallied last night for a come-from-behind. That's not the way to say it. Anyway, they come from behind a 25-24 victory over the Hamilton Tiger Cats at C&E Stadium. They trailed at 15-7 at halftime. And it was the BC Lions 14, the Calgary Stampeders 9. And after two rounds of the British Open, defending champion Lee Trevino and Tony Jacklin of England are tied for the lead. One of the par, 141. Jack Nicklaus, though, is right behind him at 142 in his quest for the impossible dream. 18-year-old Kelly Roberts of London, Ontario, leads after two rounds of the Ontario Amateur at the Toronto Club. He's at 140. In the National Baseball League, the Astros defeated the Cubs 7-2, Reds from Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 2-0, and in the American League, Detroit Tigers 6 and Kansas City 4.
If your car's shocks are worn, they could be affecting your safety. Try this simple box. We specialize in shocks and wheel alignment, brakes, and tune-ups. Credit terms are available. Of course, we sell Goodyear tires, too. Safe driving.
The inbound QE is bogging down now between Islington and Royal York Road. The Gardner is slow all the way in. Southbound Parkway continues to creep from the 401 to Lawrence. We have more accidents in town at Richmond and Church, out of town at 27 and Albion, and at 11 and Steeles. CP Air reports Flight 81 arrives from Montreal at 9:35, half an hour late. Leaves for Vancouver at 10:10, that's 35 minutes late. Wendy Howard, Chum Traffic Watch.
10:50 Chum.
7:48. Heavy dudes, heavy coin, heavy prizes coming soon. The Chum Jocks put you in the winner's circle and the great summer's giveaway. Talk about winners.
I give myself to you.
7:50 on Chum. Raining. Beverly Bremers. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, if she wasn't married, she'd be single.
There's a whole new way of living.
Turns into a nightmare. Message from your Workman's Compensation Board and the Safety Associations, Ontario.
10:50 Chum.
I mean, number one, he needs a friend. Bill Withers on Chum at 7:56 with Jane Elson. And Toronto, Niagara, Lake Simcoe, the cottage country, showers and warm all day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler. Chum. 7:57 on Chum. Willowdale's a terrific place. I moved out of there. You know what Willowdale is, don't you? That's where they cut down all the trees and they named the streets after them. It's a pretty song you're going to like. Classics 4. Traces. Vincent van Gogh traced all this stuff.
Faded photograph.
Another wet weekend. This is Dick Smythe, Chum News and Comment at 8 for Chrysler Canada.
Dodge dealers give you a lot to count on. Big choice from the mini Dodge Colt to the luxurious Dodge Monaco Brougham. Plus,
had an awful lot of water fall on the city in a very short time yesterday, something like over an inch. It triggered a flash flood in Sunnybrook Park, and it claimed the life of 16-year-old Brian Dobson, who was bicycling at the time with three other youngsters. Another boy, Mark Shovelbusky, survived by swimming with the current when he was sucked into a drain. Tragic as it is, the fact remains that the drain system did exactly what it's supposed to do. This whole splendid park system of ours that we have in Metro Toronto is designed specifically for flood control, all an outgrowth of Hurricane Hazel many years ago. Well, it's a wet Friday, and it may be a wet weekend. Wendy, will you point us in the right way?
I can try, Dick. Southbound Avenue Road is reported slow down to Glen Cairn because of sagging TTC wires. A crew should be busy there now, but you might avoid Avenue Road in that area. We've had an accident on Finch, just east of the 400 at Norfinch. And remember that closed stretch on Shepherd between Kenneth and Welldale. Unless you live in the area, better avoid Shepherd between Young and Bayview.
Alderman Horace Brown was a victim of the storm yesterday. He was driving near Ottawa when his car spun out of control. He suffered a broken nose and broken jaw. He should be okay in a few days. George McGovern pledged again last night to waste no time in ending the Vietnam War. He'll stop bombing on Inauguration Day in the unlikely event that it's him and not Richard Nixon who stands on the steps of the Capitol that day. McGovern has chosen an unknown as his running mate, Missouri Senator Tom Eagleton. Eagleton is a labor man that may help sew up the jagged split in the party. Labor, the traditional base of the Democratic Party, doesn't have much more use for George McGovern than it does for Richard Nixon. That's why the party hacks had tried so hard last week to take away McGovern's California delegates. Eagleton is also a big city man, in contrast to McGovern's rural background, and he's a Catholic. Teddy Kennedy flew down to Miami last night from Massachusetts. He delivered a tub-thumping oration in the worst traditions of American platform politics, bombast, just star-spangled bombast, with a bit of baloney mixed in. We've not been able to track down any counterfeit tickets for tomorrow's two Stones concerts, but that doesn't mean some Sharpies in the city haven't turned them out. Now, the Stones play Montreal Monday, and that city is full of phony tickets, most of them being sold by scalpers. My goodness, they're paying up to $100 for a single seat. What you should do is not buy any tickets on the street at all. If you must, get the guy selling them to show you proof of who he is, a driver's license or something, and then take the tickets to the gardens and have them checked. Smoking's a dangerous habit. Tom Smith might still be free if he hadn't needed a cigarette. He's one of the Millhaven escapees, thought he'd slide into Napanee for a pack of smokes. He did, and was arrested. Seven of the cons are still on the loose. Dominion Dairies and Jimmy Ald are at war. Ald has banned the new three-quart milk container as an ecological hazard. Good for him. Well, Dominion Dairies announced that it will dance within the thin edge of the law by putting a 5-cent deposit on the new containers. Dominion Dairy says the containers will be recycled. The Royal Ontario Museum, that mighty mass of mossback south of Bloor Street, has explained why it fired Peter Swan as director. It says that Swan was trying to get a job in Boston while he was under contract to the ROM. It says that Swan is the sort of man who won't be responsible to anyone. And it says he tried to play both ends against the middle. Swan hasn't made any comment yet. I'm sure he will. Bobby Fischer is probably tougher to live with than your wife or mine.
Yesterday, he refused to play the game with Boris Spassky. It was forfeit. Then Fisher demanded the game not be forfeit. The outlook this morning is glum. It appears the whole chess tournament may go right up the spout. And oh, you might be interested that we've had a letter from Tuck the Uktuk and our little radio station up there, the one that Chum put on the air a year ago. They say that it was a rough winter in the Arctic this year. It's still only about 35 degrees at this time of the year, and CFCT had a big moment. Last winter, they broadcast the first commercial for the post office. This is Chum News.
There'll never be a better time for you and your Plymouth dealer to get... Right deal is waiting for you at the right place. Your participating Plymouth dealer.
And here's how things look at Exmite this morning. Sports is an area on which I seldom comment because I'm not a sports fan. But I must endorse what Larry Wilson said here yesterday. Banning Bobby Hull from Team Canada makes as much sense as banning Anne Murray from a Canadian music festival. The decision reflects pettiness and politics. And petty politics is one reason I don't like international sporting events. Politics killed the Olympics, no longer an athletic contest, but a sordid competition between overzealous banana republics. The decision to restrict Team Canada to the NHL reflects a banana republic mentality. It throttles this noble experiment, something sought for many years before it even begins. It ensures that Team Canada will not reflect the great tradition of Canadian hockey, the tradition hammered out to the slap of rubber against wood in backyard rinks across the north, but only the greedy politics of the NHL boardroom where the quest of the buck has obscured the pursuit of the puck. We've had a heartening response to a petition we're gathering here at Chum. If you'd like to sign it, come down sometime before 8 tonight. We're 1331 Young. That's just a little bit south of St. Clair. Some people are collecting their own petitions and pasting them onto ours, and that's okay, too. We'll be open till 8 tonight. We'll send the whole thing to Ock Hockey Canada and to Clarence Campbell. Maybe your signature will do what nothing else has done so far, penetrate the dollar green fog in which Mr. Campbell and his cronies have been stumbling about.
100 years of serving you, and you'll enjoy shopping at Simpsons among the great stores of the world. For another 100 years.
Chum Sports with Larry Wilson.
Here's another Simpson Centennial Special, Beautiful Broadloom.
Right in the lobby anytime today.
Almost forgot. Beckers have plenty of soft drinks handy, too. So when you're going on that picnic or spending some time on the beach, be sure and include Beckers in your plans. Beckers are open every night until 11 for one good reason, to give you the best service they can. Have a good summer, folks, in Becker Country.
Chum weather for Toronto, Niagara, Lake Simcoe, the Kawathas, and Georgian Bay. Showers and warm all day. Saturday, partly cloudy, cooler, and a few showers. For Haliburton and Eastern Lake Ontario, it will be partly sunny with rain starting late today. It will be about 80 today, 65 tonight, 80 again tomorrow. Weather radar shows showers now in the Whitby, Oshawa, and Fort Perry area. Metro's air pollution index is 7. In Toronto, it's 65 degrees. At Puce, Ontario, at 70. This is Dick Smythe, and now more music with Jay Nelson.
Good morning, it's 8:12 on Chum. I don't feel envious of George McGovern being nominated for President of the United States, especially during Hot Dog Month. Oh, give me a little shot of brandy. 8:15 on Chum with Jay Nelson. You're just getting up. That's rain you see outside there. No, your shower didn't run over. That's rain. We've had a lot of rain all night long. 65 degrees now at Chum. If you stayed up last night like I did watching that convention, you realize that you should have been watching cartoons or something. McGovern's really something else. McGovern wants to shift money from those who have it to those who don't have it. Now, if I wanted that, I would have voted for my wife.
Draft. Real draft beer.
Stop. Yes, Oktoberfest is here.
The The Oktoberfest Tap and Keg and Mini Keg Refill is available at your brewer's retail today.
The top end of the southbound parkway should be avoided. We've had another accident just north of Lawrence. Backup is spreading. On the inbound QE, you'll manage around 30 miles an hour at Highway 10. Traffic stop and go from Islington to Royal York. And up north, you'll have to expect some fog on the 401 out around Highway 10. Wendy Howard, Chum Traffic Watch.
1050 Chum.
817 on Chum. This is Gold, Carole King. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose and other times, yeah.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Talking about a sweet, sweet, sweet
season. Sweet Seasons on Chum, Carole King.
Talking about a sweet.
Just great. Great song. 8:20 with Jay Nelson. Good morning. You missed the sports this morning, did you? Well, I'll bring you up to date. After two rounds in the British Open, Lee Trevino and Tony Jacklin are tied for the lead at 1 under par, 141. Jack Nicklaus is in at 142, but there's a whole bunch of people at 142. In other golf action, 18-year-old Kelly Roberts of London, Ontario, leads after two rounds the Ontario Amateur being played at the Toronto Golf Club. He's at 140. And the Argos in football last night rallied from a come-behind 25-24 victory for a come-behind. Come from be. Anyway, they beat Hamilton by a score of 25-24. They trail at halftime by a score of 15-7. The BC Lions 14, the Calgary Stampeders 9.
Niagara, the cash store.
Since January 1st of this year, Chum has given away over $25,000 in cash and prizes to more than 3,000 lucky listeners. In the weeks ahead, we'll be giving away hundreds more prizes worth thousands of dollars.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Join us for the biggest extravaganza to date. Coming soon, the Chum Great Summer Giveaway.
C-H-U-M.
In black and blue, 8:25 on Chum with Jane Elson. Good morning. We're going to have a showery day today. It's going to be warm, though. 65 now. It'll get up to 80 eventually. Watched that convention last night. What an exciting time. George McGovern, the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, got up and talked on getting the people back into the Democratic Party, getting politics from behind closed doors. Teddy Kennedy got up and spoke on waterproof watches.
Sewing up rally caps is when Colossus and my brother want to buy sewing up rally caps.
You can't buy rally caps.
Why?
You play rally caps.
Oh.
See, under the caps of 7-Up are these little road signs.
Mm-hmm.
Match these road signs with the road signs on the 7-Up rally caps game card. And when you fill a row, you could win a gigantic prize.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Oh. My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Get a rally cap game card where you buy that wonderful 7-Up.
Oh, my goodness.
1050 Chum.
The Holiday Inn.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. I'm crying.
Let's hang on to what we've got.
Warm all day. This is Richard Scott. Chum News at 8:30 for Volkswagen. With a pledge to open the doors of government and close the doors of war, George McGovern accepted the Democratic presidential nomination early this morning in Miami Beach. And McGovern seemed to close the party split when he brought the house down with this choice tidbit.
Now, to anyone in this hall or beyond who doubts the ability of Democrats to join together in common cause, I say never underestimate the power of Richard Nixon to bring harmony to Democratic ranks.
Senator Edward Kennedy also addressed the convention. He was interviewed by Newsman afterward and had these comments on Senator Tom Eagleton, McGovern's running mate.
I think he's got the sense of concern and commitment and a sense of idealism and awareness about the needs of the country, the sensitivity to these needs. I think he's can be a strong right arm to Senator McGovern during the course of the campaign, and I think he can be assume any burdens that he's assigned to by Senator McGovern in any new administration. So I think he's well equipped for the job.
Kennedy was McGovern's first choice, but he turned the offer down several times. Wendy, what's the inbound picture now?
The Friday morning rush appears to be settling down to a steady roar, Richard. It will start to taper off soon. But in the meantime, the southbound parkway continues to crawl from the 401 to Lawrence and at Eglinton and Don Mills Road. The inbound QE remains thick at Highway 10 and from Islington to Royal York, and now the Gardner's bogging down between the Humber and Jameson. The lakeshore is reported better.
A 16-year-old Castlefield Avenue youth drowned yesterday, swept away by a wall of water cascading down a ravine at the height of a violent thunderstorm. Brian Dobson was riding his bike along with three friends in Sunnybrook Park when he and another boy were carried through a block-long culvert into Willacott Creek. Mark Chevanosky tells Chum News.
And then the current swept us off our feet. And then we saw the tunnel, and we couldn't get out because the ground was too slippery. And then the water was right up to the tunnel, so you couldn't breathe or anything. But I swam with the current, and I came out the other side. But the other guy must have panicked.
Dobson's body was found later mangled in a dam formed by trees and debris. Brian Klo, the North York teacher suspended last year after his conviction for possession of marijuana, has been offered the same non-teaching job he's had since January. Close says he has applied for several teaching positions, but has been turned down every time. He's been working with a research team since the North York board suspended him from his teaching duties. Chum News Time, 8:33. The rest of the news today. Catholic districts of Belfast, Northern Ireland, were the scene of raging gun battles today. The British Army has begun a major offensive against the IRA. British membership into the European common market was assured today after a final clash over the issue in Parliament. We don't know what kind of game Bobby Fischer is playing, but it certainly is not chess. He failed to show up for yesterday's match with Boris Baske, lost the second game by default. In the first game, he was just outclassed. Chum Sports. The Argos rallied last night for a come-from-behind 25-24 victory over the Ticats at C&E Stadium. In Western Conference exhibition play, Calgary 29, BC Lions 14. After two rounds of the British Open, defending champion Lee Trevino and Tony Jacklin of England are tied for the lead with one under 141s. Jack Nicklaus is at 142. 18-year-old Kelly Roberts of London leads after two rounds of the Ontario Amateur at the Toronto Club. He's at 140. In the National Baseball League, the Astros defeated the Cubs 7-2. The Reds blanked Pittsburgh 2-0. In the American, the Detroit Tigers defeated Kansas City 6-4. This is Chum News.
Welcome to Volkswagen's Theater of the Air. In Oxford, Alabama, Volkswagen Beetles live through some amazing experiences after people buy them because they live through some pretty amazing experiences before people buy them. Stay tuned when Volkswagen's Theater of the Air returns.
Chum weather for Toronto, Niagara, Lake Simcoe, the Kawarthas, and Georgian Bay. Showers and warm all day. Saturday, partly cloudy, cooler, and a few showers. For Halliburton and Eastern Lake, Ontario, partly sunny with rain starting late today. It will be about 80 today, 65 tonight, 80 tomorrow. In Toronto, it's 65 degrees. This is Richard Scott. And now, more music with Jay Nelson.
8:35, good morning. Have you ever stopped to think that if Adam and Eve came back today about the only thing they would recognize would be the material on this show?
Once I said I want a shoe, I don't remember why.
How do you do? Fine, thank you. 8:37 on Chum. I like that song. Mountain McNeil on Chum. Into the pool.
We don't take you down to Poolside, where demonstrator George Strike is showing off one of the pools that you can win in the Kellogg's Corn Flakes swimming pool sweepstakes. Here's George swimming toward us now. Hey, George, say a few words to our listeners.
Right you are, Dick. Now, our listeners can actually win this pool, a completely installed in-ground Niagara model, or one of 35 above-ground Niagara pools from Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Now, right now, I'm going to test this model under stress.
How are you going to do that?
Well, with my double backflip reverse three-quarter twist jackknife. Well, I've never done it before.
Okay, George. He's up on the board, folks. Seems a little unsteady. He's flexing his legs. There he goes! You could make a big splash with your family and friends by winning one of these great pools. So look for specially marked boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and enter the swimming pool sweepstakes today.
10:50 Chum.
8:38 on Chum. Remember the words of my ancient Norwegian grandfather, will you? Remember the poor. Doesn't cost a cent.
Though we gotta say goodbye.
With a kiss on Chum. This is 8:41, and I'm Jay Nelson. Good morning. We're going to have a showery and warm day today, and then tomorrow it's going to be partly cloudy, cooler, and a couple of more showers. That's for the cottage country, too, just about the same forecast. Last night, watching McGovern deliver that acceptance speech, it was this morning, actually, it was interesting, I think, because he said a lot of things like, you know, he's going to stop the war in Vietnam, which is fine, you know, then people who are here, the war protesters, might get amnesty, the draft dodgers who are here in Canada and in Toronto. Everybody can go home again. But it's really interesting, all the things he proposed. But the big money men in the United States are really worried over the McGovern look at economics, the way McGovern approaches economics. For instance, he says the United States is going to save a lot of money by stopping the war. And also, he says that January 1st, if he makes the presidential office, the United States Treasury will start a Christmas club. I worry about statements like that.
Money's what you're looking for. It's great to know you're good for more today. It's great to know you're good for more.
There's a beneficial finance office near you. 29 of them right here in the Toronto area. Loans up to $5,000. Take up to 60 months to pay and amounts of over $3,000.
10:50 Chum.
8:43 on Chum. Lee Trevino, Tony Jacklin are tied for the Open, British Open Championship. Here's Ann Murray.
There's a house on a hill.
That's Enzo Stuarti and Cotton Jenny. I'm not going to introduce Ann Murray again. No way. 8:46 on Chum with Jay Nelson. Good morning. If you're going camping around Whitby and Oshawa and Port Perry this morning, get showers up there. For Toronto, Niagara, Lake Simcoe, the Carthages, and Georgian Bay, showers and warm all day. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and a couple more showers. If you're going up to Haliburton, Eastern Lake Ontario way, you'll find partly sunny weather so far this morning up there, but then the rain will start later in the day. It'll be about 80 today and maybe 65 tonight and just about 80 degrees there tomorrow.
Canadian Tire Stores are celebrating all across the land.
During the midsummer sale, government-approved keyhole safety jackets designed to keep the head above water are sale priced from $239. And forget about the rusty tin can you use for bailing. Canadian Tire has an efficient bilge pump on sale at $249. So be good to yourself. See these and many more money-saving specials in the midsummer sale this week at Canadian Tire.
Morning traffic showing signs of improvement. The inbound Gardiner is picking up speed. It's about neck and neck with the lakeshore now, so take your pick. The top end of the parkway still slow and go. We've had late accidents at Jane and Annette, Carlisle and Girard, Ossington south of DuPont, and Young and Wellesley. Wendy Howard, Chum Traffic Watch.
10:50 Chum.
8:47, and Chum puts you where the winners are with more prizes than ever before, and your chance to win is coming soon in the great summer giveaway. This is Gilbert O'Sullivan. This is my favorite.
Wait a little while from now.
Gilbert O'Sullivan. Hello again, naturally. 8:51 on Chum with Jay Nelson. Good morning. Showers and warm. That's what I can tell you for the rest of this Friday. The Democratic National Platform was interesting, if you watched it, or if you read about it, or heard about it, or anything. It's an interesting platform. McGovern's got an interesting stand with the poor people, you know, the guaranteed wage and all that stuff, and his welfare programs. With the Democrats today, there's money in poverty.
summer bugs are coming to attack. Mosquitoes are coming to bite you again. Guard yourself and keep them away. Noxzema Insect Repellent will turn back the swarms of bloodthirsty mosquitoes and black flies. They'll beat a hasty retreat. Ah, peace again. Thanks to Noxzema.
Do you want a deep golden suntan like mine?
Final Place Forum. Ivan Romanoff returns with another musical extravaganza. A 60-member troupe giving touch for a buck and a half. This Saturday, Ivan Romanoff's Continental Concert, 8 p.m. Be there.
Don't forget, that's tonight a big show. The Association, Christopher Carney, and lots of great sounds. 8 p.m. tonight.
C-H-U-M.
On Chum, it's 8:56 with Jay Nelson. Showers and warm weather all day long. That's fine for me. It's going up to about 80 today, 65 degrees right now. Is your present hot water heater delivering all the hot water your family needs fast and when you need it and at the lowest possible cost? Well, if not, it's time you converted to natural gas water heating. Now, once you do, you can be sure of getting all the hot water you need fast and at the lowest possible cost. They'll install, maintain, and service your Gulfstream natural gas water heater absolutely free of charge. And you'll be paying a low monthly rental of just $1.95, and there are no hidden costs. Free installation and service are just a few of the many advantages of renting a Gulfstream natural gas water heater. Advantages like having enough hot water for the laundry and washing dishes and preparing meals, plus plenty to spare for baths and showers. So be sure of getting all the hot water you need fast and at the lowest possible cost. Call Consumers Gas today for all the details about Gulfstream natural gas water heating in your home. The number is 443-5334.
Dennis the Menace would do almost anything to get a Dairy Queen.